Sharon Burns, Terrell Bailey, Roger Bush, Tysina Pinheiro, Elizabeth Segur, Valerie Lowe, LaRonda Hobbs Pierce, Ursula Hooker, and everyone around the globe who celebrates their birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's take a look at our Bible Jeopardy clue for today. It's from the category Reasons for 200 points. Here it is. In the book of Jonah, what did the sailors do to calm the sea? Was it they prayed to the Lord? Was it that they prayed to their gods? Was it that they threw Jonah overboard, or they threw their possessions overboard? The answer can be found in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 15. And many of you know this already. They threw Jonah overboard. That's how he ended up in the belly of this great fish. So you would say, what is they threw Jonah overboard? And of course, if that's what you said, then you, sir or ma'am, are absolutely correct. Good for you. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us today. You know something? I want to just take a moment to thank all of you for listening into the show. And I have to let you know that I do believe that I'm blessed. And I know that you believe that, too. And I hear people say that all the time. When I say I'm blessed, and people say, well, we all are. Well, maybe, maybe not. See, you have to know and believe that you're blessed, that you're successful, that you're healthy, and that you're prosperous before it ever shows up in your life. You've got to believe that deep in your believer, so to speak. You know, some of the old ways of thinking, you have to just kind of reject that and push it out of your mind. Receive the word of God. Renew your mind with the word of God. Romans 12 says that, to renew your mind and don't be conformed to this world and the way the world thinks and the way the world does things, all right? You have to know who you are. Know who you are in Christ, because you outside of Christ is very different from you inside of Christ, amen? Hey, listen, it's a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to bring you this show. We're going to do this again bright and early tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. You know, we are celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday individually this year. There's not going to be any parades or anything like that. And we want to thank the citywide area revival and crusade for their contribution throughout the years to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. And so we want to pay homage to them. This portion of the show has been brought to you by the Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade. Okay? Hey, listen. Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Dream. But in the end, you gotta stand. You gotta push, you gotta fight. You can win. God said that all things are gonna work together for your good. But first you ask, and then you wait. Pump your brakes, leave it in his hands. Have patience through the test. Stay the course, even when the trials come. He never said they wouldn't fall, but you know that he said they cannot stand. They can't stand because you are called and chosen to be the chain. Be the chain that someone needs to pick them up, give them strength. But you gotta be patient. You gotta be, yes, to give you life and peace and so much joy. I know that the road seems hard. See, I've been down myself a time or two, but I promise it will pass. Just let patience do what it do. Be patient with yourself. All the pressures of life comes to make you strong. The one thing that pressure does is it creates a diamond that once was rough. All your trials are just a test to shape and mold you for your testimony. You gotta go and walk it out. Wave no white flags, don't give up, but you gotta be patient.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom songs. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last rain.
Alexandria 88.1.